During 2 weeks of winter storms that pummeled the peninsula, Redwood City departments saw a significant surge in the number of service calls from residents, which put a strain on staff and cost roughly $182,000 in overtime pay. While residents battled flooding and downed trees, department officials worked overtime to respond to hundreds of service calls, distribute thousands of sandbags, and reroute traffic around flooded streets throughout the city. The Public Works Department received an estimated 300 storm-related calls, roughly 6 times more than the average for wet weather-related requests, and has incurred $130,000 in associated costs. The fire department received 232 calls for service, 6 times the daily average, on New Year's Eve, according to Deputy Fire Chief Greg DeCunha. The following week, the department responded to roughly 2 times the usual number of calls. Because of the extremely high call volume, the department opened a Redwood City Fire Department Operations Center and a Redwood City San Carlos Joint Virtual Emergency Operations Center on December 31. "It has to be one of the busiest days we've had in years," Redwood City Fire Captain Brian Steach said, describing the first major storm on New Year's Eve. Fire department overtime costs related to the storm came out to $32,000, according to DeCunha. The police department also reported a noticeable increase in calls for service, according to Sergeant Nick Perna, who said officers responded to traffic accidents, residential and commercial flooding, and closed roadways. Though Perna said the total number of calls throughout the storms is unknown, the department received 3 times the average number on New Year's Eve alone. Overtime for December 31, January 1 cost the department roughly $4,000. The city distributed roughly 16,500 sandbags to residents, at a cost of roughly $30,000, not including staff and volunteer time. "We're still playing catch-up," said City Manager Melissa Stevenson-Diaz. At the January 23 City Council meeting, Stevenson-Diaz provided an update on damages incurred during the storms. In addition to the cost of resources, she said the emergency had also caused delays on other projects by redirecting staff time to different priorities. "Damage to public and private property: 2 weeks of severe winter storms brought historic rainfall to Redwood City, costing the city hundreds of thousands of dollars in emergency relief, damage, and overtime pay. Beginning December 31, a series of atmospheric rivers drenched the Bay Area, breaking precipitation records for Redwood City, disrupting school schedules, forcing temporary evacuations, and causing cities along the peninsula to declare a local state of emergency. Both private and public property suffered damage from severe wind and rain. Dozens of public and private trees were downed, including 35 that blocked city streets, according to the Public Works Department. Roughly 27 city trees fell," Stevenson-Diaz said. "Minor roof leaks and groundwater infiltration caused flooding in some city buildings and facilities." While the city doesn't calculate the value of losses to private property, Stevenson-Diaz said that she had received reports of 21 residences and 4 businesses that had been impacted. "It's possible that's an underrepresentation, and that's a concern," she said. Additionally, in the weeks after the storms ended, potholes began forming on major throughways along the Mid-Peninsula, particularly within the Redwood City limits. Rains exacerbated existing imperfections in the roadways, causing the ground to wither away, according to Officer Dave Larrick of the California Highway Patrol, who said that CHP officers have seen significantly more potholes than they're used to. He encouraged residents to use caution while driving and, as much as possible, avoid unnecessary travel to allow crews time to repair the roads. Thousands of residents in Redwood City and unincorporated North Fair Oaks lost electricity for hours and even days during the storms. In a survey conducted by The Pulse, 37% of the 59 respondents said they experienced a power outage, with the majority reporting 2 or more. Some residents said they lost heat and had to throw out food, while others described being unable to work or working from public spaces, like Pete's Coffee and the downtown library. 3 residents said that they relied on medical devices that were disrupted by the loss of electricity. "The power outage concerned us since we have a utility basement with a sump pump that pumps excess rainwater out," said Betty Matsumoto Shook, who lives in Mount Carmel. "The heavy rains caused water, which normally gets pumped out, to collect under her house," she said. Dagmar Logie said she and her husband made the best of their power outage, cooking a romantic candlelit dinner and cozying up next to the fireplace. It comes in handy to still have a gas stove, she said. Nearly half of survey participants said they were personally impacted by flooding, which ruined interior carpets and paneling, disrupted daily commutes and caused expensive damage. One resident of the Indigo apartment complex near downtown Redwood City said that inadequate drainage of the amenity deck resulted in flooding of the shared parking garage. Water was pouring out of electrical conduits and was leaking through solid concrete on the 31st, they wrote. Others reported damage caused by mudslides, downed trees and branches and toppled fences. One respondent reported that drainage backup caused raw sewage to flood into their yard. Emerald Hills resident Robbie Casares said that he returned home from a trip in early January to find mud and rocks littering his driveway. In his garage, he found a 1/4-inch thick layer of mud that had seeped in. It was a mess, he said. While neighborhoods from Friendly Acres to Emerald Hills were badly hit by the storms, residents living in mobile homes experienced some of the worst impacts, as debris-filled floodwater from around the city poured into their yards, damaging personal property and trapping several in their homes. The water smelled horrible, RC Mobile Park resident Dionysia Barrera said during a recent council meeting, describing dirty diapers and other debris floating outside her house. Stevenson Diaz said the city planned to follow up with the residents most severely impacted by the storms, including those living adjacent to Cordilleras Creek and the mobile home park tenants. In the meantime, she said that an emergency response fund to support flood victims had been established and seeded with $50,000. Businesses and homeowners may also be eligible for emergency tax relief or low-interest disaster loans, Stevenson Diaz said. The county announced Monday that homeowners and renters with storm-related damage or losses can apply for federal disaster assistance. To better quantify the extent of storm impacts, the county also invited residents to complete a survey, the results of which have yet to be released. Record rainfall with the last of January's predicted winter storms over, Redwood City's rain totals have reached historic levels. Total annual precipitation by water since 1974. Graph by Leah Worthington. As of 9 a.m. January 19, the city had received 21.7 inches of rain for the current water year, which started on October 1, according to meteorologist Dalton Beringer of the National Weather Service. This year's rainfall is the most ever recorded in Redwood City during the period from October to January. I had to make sure I was seeing that right because it's so high, Beringer said. If the water year were to end today, that is the highest on record. With one exception, 31.5 inches in 2016-2017, this year's rainfall has already surpassed the total annual precipitation recorded every year for the last two decades. Additionally, the three-week period ending on January 16 was the wettest three-week period on record for Redwood City's station, at 15.8 inches. Total precipitation to date, October to January, by year. Graph by Leah Worthington. Though most of the region's rainfall hits during the winter season, which lasts through February, precipitation can continue into early spring. In the wake of the storms, the city has faced frustrations from residents who complained of slow response times, insufficient outreach, inadequate multilingual services and infrastructure that couldn't hold up to increasingly severe weather. To address growing concerns, the city intends to release an updated emergency operations plan this spring, according to Stevenson Diaz.